Washington County Little League All-Stars are on the air. Tonight's game, 11-year-old baseball, Washington County versus Western Hills, being made possible by Dominant Associates, Woods and Lumber Company, Schleider Furniture and Mattress, Blinn College, Hody Real Estate, Blue Bow Creamery, Wellman Interest, BVR Materials, Mr. Windshield, Citizen State Bank, Washington Animal Clinic, Collier Construction, Kendura Tile, Felder's By and By, Boo Christensen with Hody Real Estate, K&H Portable Toilets, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Computer Helpers, La Morella's Meat Market, Texas Farm Credit, Plan North Architecture, HEB in Brenham, Bilski Waterwell Service, Brenham National Bank, Whitner Plumbing, Nicholson Lake Road RV Park, Whataburger in Brenham, Telemann General Contractor, Seidel Schrader, Miller Electric, The Paint Warehouse, Double D Glass Services, Altman Dentistry, Guadalajara Restaurant, Redstone Custom Homes, and Thrivent Financial Group. We'll go to the field and your host, Miles Towler, with the pregame after these words from our sponsors.
Looking for a bank that rewards you to get started? At Citizens State Bank, opening a new checking or savings account comes with something extra, a complimentary gift just for you. With local people, local decisions, and service you can trust, we've been helping our neighbors manage their banking needs since 1925. Stop by any CSB location or visit csbtx.bank/newaccountpromo for requirements and eligible accounts. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Telemann Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Telemann Construction. Visit online at TelemannHomes.com to make your building visions come to life.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company has been helping local families find the perfect seat for generations. From cheering in the bleachers to relaxing together after the game, comfort is where memories are made. Visit Schleider's in downtown Brenham for quality furniture, trusted brands, and hometown service you can count on. The only thing better than a great seat at the ballpark is a great seat at home. Tonight's Little League game is brought to you by Schleider Furniture and Mattress.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Attention baseball and softball fans. Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments. Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations, All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5. And on Friday from 8 to 1.
Every little leaguer dreams of rounding the bases and making it home. And just like baseball, some of life's greatest memories happen there. Family dinners, backyard games, and cheering each other on. When you're ready to build a home where those moments last a lifetime, choose Redstone Custom Homes. The best runs end at home, and so do the best days. Redstone Custom Homes. Built on faith. Built on vision. Built for you. Call Redstone Custom Builders today.
Okay, welcome to Tyler, Texas, at Randy Bauman Field here at Faulkner Park for the regional sports for 11 and under little leaguers. Miles Toler here on the air for HI as we're bringing you Washington County sports. We're here in force tonight. Everybody's dressed out in their green, and they're down to my right, down to the left, dressed all in red is the guys from Western Hills, that's out of the Fort Worth area. We have four teams here in this regional. It's Lufkin, College Station, Western Hills, and Washington County. We've had one game that started earlier this afternoon at 5, and Lufkin was the winner in that one. They beat College Station 4-3. I'll give you a little wrap-up of that later on here in the pregame show. But right now, I want you to think about this. Are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth program. With nearly 2.4 million kids and more than a million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world, Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's a Challenger Division for kids with physical and mental challenges. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on the Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org. I can think back very, very long time ago when I suited up in Little League, and it was a special time. It was the first time that my little town did it. We dressed out in T-shirts and blue jeans. That's not that way here on the diamond here at Randy Womble Field at Faulkner Park in Tyler. It's, they look like the major leaguers out there right now, and it's an exciting evening here in Tyler. We're looking forward to a big game. Like I say, Lufkin beat College Station 4-3 in the opener. But we're here to really bring you some exciting action as, our guys from Washington County come on to try to take a victory and move on. Try to get all the way down to Pearland for the state. So you stay with us, and every ball game that they're on, we're going to be bringing it to you. They beat Belleville 2-0 to advance here. Both runs were scored in the first when Thomas Edmondson drove in Cam Wheaton and Mason Ehlert with a triple. And on the mound, Aiden Mathis struck out 5. So you couldn't ask for any more than that. Lufkin got here by beating Tyler West and Tyler East. So they were in, and they won their game. College Station beat Harvey in their championship game. Of course, Weston Hills in the Fort Worth District. But we are here tonight. Got a good crowd. The only thing that you can say about the weather is Mother Nature turns the temperature up about 94 degrees to get things started. But the sun is setting here in the west, and it's going to be a good evening. We got a strong breeze blowing. In our first game here tonight, it did not affect anything going out into the field, so not looking for that to happen. We're just looking for a big, good game here between Western Hills and Washington County. We'll take a quick break here and be right back with some more of our pregame show.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go wash County All-Stars.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Step up to the plate with summer flavor at Whataburger. After the big All-Star game, families can swing by for fresh, made-to-order burgers, crispy fries, and ice-cold drinks that hit it out of the park. From post-game team meals to late-night cravings after practice, Whataburger is the perfect stop for players, parents, and fans alike. Whether celebrating a win or shaking off a tough inning, they're serving up hometown favorites all season long. Visit your local Whataburger today and make every game day taste like a championship victory.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham has served this area for over 40 years, specializing in residential, commercial, and industrial plumbing, fixtures, and supplies. They stock Rheem water heaters and Delta and American Standard brand fixtures. For repairs, remodeling, or new construction, your needs will be met at Whitner Plumbing. Call Whitner Plumbing at 836-3700 or stop by their office at 1806 South Market in Brenham. Whitner Plumbing is proud to support the Washington County Little League. License number RMPL9220.
Western Hills is taking their warm-up here prior to the game kicking off, and then the home team, they're the ones in the field right now. Visitors tonight, it's going to be Washington County. They'll be in the dugout to my right, and Western Hills will be down to my left side, so there'll be no situation set up like that. On my side of the field here, we got a lot of green shirts. We got mamas and daddies and grandpas and grandmas. We're here to support these guys, and we're looking for a victory here tonight. Washington County will start things off with Cam Wheaton. He'll be your shortstop tonight. He'll be leading it off. Then Luke Lechter will be in left field. Walker Ebert is in first base. Mason Ebert is at right field. On the mound today will be Aiden Mathis. He should be your pitcher. Tommy Asmussen will be a designated batter. Connor Mark will be at third. Bowen Riley out in center field there. Behind the plate, Jake Church. Another one of your batters is Glenn Baker at second base. The coach's son, and in another batter will be Aiden Tiemann. So that'll be the 12 that they'll be putting on the field tonight. As yet, we do not have a lineup for the guys from Western Hills, but we will have that real quick for you. We did have a game, like I say, just before this one got started, and it was College Station falling 4-3 to the guys from Lufkin. College Station jumped out to a 2-0 lead there in the second inning. It looked like they were going to hang on to it. But Lufkin managed to put up a run in the third inning. And then they got wrapped it up with 3 runs in the bottom of the fifth inning to take the victory 4-3. A&M College Station came back with 1 run there in the sixth inning, but just couldn't quite get anybody around, and that was it. So Lufkin will hit the field tomorrow night at 7 o'clock against the winner of our game here between Washington County and Western Hills. College Station, by losing, they come on the air there tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and they'll play the winner of this game. Like I say, it's a double elimination, and we'll see how things work out in our game, as we've got good weather, good fans, and we're just looking forward to an exciting ball game here tonight. Like I say, the weather's not making any effort here. Mother Nature's been pretty nice. Been hot and windy, but that's about the only thing you can say about it. We'll have a lineup here in just a minute with the guys from Western Hills, but as of yet, we don't have that. So bear with me on that one. We'll keep you going. We'll be giving you the play-by-play as Western Hills is just wrapping up their infield practice, getting warmed up. Got 2 more balls to hit. There it goes to the second baseman, and he fires it home, and we're going to hit it out of the first baseman. It'll be off. Then the guys in green, Washington County, are going to take the field, and here they come out of the dugout back there to take their practice right now. So while they're warming up, we're going to take a little break ourselves from the fine people who bring you Little League Baseball on KWHI. Thank you.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond, with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohine Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today, or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Builders By and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Summertime is color time. This summer, why not spend your time off with a home improvement project? You can use this time to try one of the most popular DIY projects, painting. And you can find your favorite color with one of America's most popular paints, Benjamin Moore. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com. That's the PaintW.com.
Announce the players from each ball club. As I look out in left field, we've got a bleacher group from Washington County. I see a count of about 10 people, and they're out there just got their lawn chairs, and they're ready to cheer their team on to victory. So we're getting ready to announce the starting lineup. There's Cam Wheaton.
Walker Ebert.
Luke Leckard. Walker Ebert. Mason Ebert. Aiden Mathis.
Number 10, Tony Asmussen.
Connor Morris.
Number 3, Bowen Riley. Number 8, Jake Church. Number 17, Glenn Baker. Number 12, Jake Stewart. Number 13, Aiden Kingman.
And that's your 12 guys from Washington County. And the coaches are meeting the umpires there as we have four umpires covering the ball game here tonight. They did the first one, speaking from the broadcasting side of it. The strike zone was real good tonight. I was really proud of it.
Number 10, Wyatt King
is being announced.
Number 7, Lynn Bowers.
Players are getting announced. I'll have those names for you when the game kicks off here in just a minute. We'll be having our Star Spangled Banner, and you know very well that this time next week, 250 years of independence here in the United States of America as the 4th of July will roll around. A lot of things will be going on, and I'm sure at your house you'll have something going, whether it's just your family or you've got people around the pool or whatever. It's going to be a big time, the 4th of July. So the young lady is moving out to the pitcher's mound. With her American flag. And here we go with our Star Spangled Banner.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Blue Belt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks Altman Dentistry for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on the field.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock, serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at TilghmanHomes.com to make your building visions come to life.
Howdy folks, Boo Christensen here with Hody Real Estate at 112 West Main in Brenham. Look forward to serving all your real estate needs, including residential, farm and ranch, and commercial. Hody Real Estate will get your property the maximum exposure, and of course I will give you the ultimate service that you've come to expect in your real estate transactions. Stop by Hody Real Estate on Main Street in downtown Brenham, or give me a call at 979-277-8426.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
If you're having faulty wiring issues or plumbing problems that are damaging your home, don't wait around for them to get worse. Call Miller Electric and Plumbing for a professional safety inspection today. From electrical upgrades to plumbing repairs, Miller ensures your home is safe, efficient, and up to code. Protect your family and your investment. Visit MOELLERTX.com. That's Miller Electric and Plumbing, where experience meets reliability. Miller Electric and Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars.
Here we go, first batter up for your Washington County All-Stars is going to be Cam Wheaton. Right-handed batter, see if he can come up with some good. Like I say, we've got a good bit of breeze blowing here today. But we're going to get a ball game going real quickly here. Goes. Catcher's got the ball. He kicks it down to second base. That's letting Vaughn, and Vaughn slings her down to second. And we are ready to play ball here at Womblefield in Faulkner Park. Tyler, Kyle Stoller bringing the ball game to you on KWHI. And we are ready. Here comes your first pitch from the big right-hander on the mound. And it's outside for ball one to Cam. Barnes Moss is on the mound. Second pitch by Barnes is outside as well, so there's two in a row there. Barnes, a big right-hander. Here's his pitch. Breaking pitch caught right over the inside corner, and it's strike one call. Two balls and a strike here as we're just getting started in our second game here at Faulkner Park. There's another breaking pitch this time, and it's a call, strike two. The umpires here in the first game had a good strike zone. We're looking for that again in our second ball game. Moss steps off the mound, gets a sign from his catcher, and here he comes. Outside, full count, three balls, two strikes. Balls and two strikes. Max Shute is behind the plate. Pitch. That's called strike three, and he took that one. Cam thought he had a ball there, but not from the man behind the plate and called a strike. So that'll bring up our left fielder, Luke Lechter.
Hello. Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League Board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Here comes your pitch. Swinging a miss on the outside corner. Not quite a strike, but he went for it anyway. Two balls and a strike now. Runner at first. That's Luke Lechter. And the pitch. Tightened inside. 3-1 to count now. Chance for Mason to get on with a walk here. And that'll bring up your pitcher, Aiden Mathis. Gotten into the shade down. Temperature's a little bit better. Outside, ball four, and another walk. Two walks for the pitcher, and now we got runners at first and second. Down in scoring position is Luke Lechter. Aiden Mathis, the steps in to bat with runners at first and second. Takes it outside. Ball one. Washington County would sure like to get a run here to get things started off with the plus side. Pitcher looks in. Boss gets his sign and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. And the count goes 1-1. Boss is a big right-hander with runners at first and second. He gets ready, gets a sign from shoot, and the pitch. Foul ball back into the screen. One ball and two strikes with two out and two on here in the top half of the first. And the pitch. High fly ball. Second baseman says, I think I got it. And he does. So two walks in the inning, but no runs. So it's no hits, no runs, no errors, and two left on base. We'll take a break and be back with the bottom of the first.
In a world where banks are bought, sold, and renamed, one thing still matters: who you trust with your banking needs. At Citizens State Bank, our name hasn't changed, and neither has our commitment to our community. Local people, local decisions, real relationships. We've been your hometown bank for over 100 years, and we're not going anywhere. Citizens State Bank, proudly serving our community since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank to learn more.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Okay. Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. And for more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League Sectional Tournament.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Kenjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
KWHI AM and K269 GU FM, Brenham.
And they will be taking a shot at the big right-hander for the Washington County guys. That's going to be Aiden Bassett. Bassett is at first. At the pitcher's mound, Walker Ebert at first, Mason Ebert at second. Cam Wheaton over there at short. All right, at third, Jake Church behind the plate. Mason Ebert out in right field, and Bowen Riley. And here comes the first pitch to Wheaton. Call strike one. First pitch is a strike. We're off to a good start here in the bottom half of the first inning. Miles Toler on the air bringing you Washington County Little League Ball. High pitch, ball one. Loaded that one in just a little bit high. Yeah. Aiden Mathis on the mound. Right-hander. Outfield pretty much straight away. Not really deep in the pitch. Hard hit ball right over the second baseman. Picked up out there in center field by Bowen Riley. But a single to lead things off here in the first. And big up Max Schoon. Shoon, the right-handed batter, deep in the box. He's ready. Here comes the pitch by Mathis. Here's a high ball going up, and she's gone. A home run for Max Shoon. I mean, and your center fielder, Bowen Riley, just kind of turned around and watched her go, as there wasn't much he could do with that one. A quick 2-0 lead for Western Hills. That'll bring up Barnes Moss, the right-handed batter. So it's 2-0 very early here with nobody out. Moss steps up. Another right-handed batter. Aiden Bassett looks in, gets the sign from his catcher, Jake Church, and the pitch. Whoa, gets way high and loses that one way over everybody's head all the way back to the screen for ball one. 2-0 real quick here in inning number one. And a pitch. That looked good, though. Put a good follow-through on that one, and Aiden got that strike in for a 1-1 count. One ball in, one strike. Strike on a high pitch right there. It's about shoulder high. And Moss could not make contact with it. Strike two. One ball, two strikes here. And the pitch. Foul ball almost came over the back screen, but the stop there at the top. And the count holds the ball in two strikes. Our left field bleacher crowd has grown up to about 15 now out there as the Washington County fans are in force out there. Swing and a miss. They strike it out. One away now. That'll bring up your center fielder, Wyatt King. King, another right-handed batter. Gets a sign from his coach down at third base. Steps in, and the pitch coming over from Aiden Mathis. The right-hander delivers. It's high. Ball one. Ball one. Infield pretty much straight away here as maybe the center fielder is just a little bit to the right side there, but not much. It's high for ball. 2-0 to Wyatt King. On deck, Wynn Fowler. 2-0, but one away here. And the pitch. It's high. 3-0. Aiden had good control there against Barnes Moss as he struck him out, but a little bit of trouble here finding that strike zone with three straight balls. And the pitch. Got one that time. On high on the outside corner, but it's a strike. One ball, three balls, one strike, one away. And the pitch. That'll walk him. Face on balls. Runner first, and that'll bring up Wynn Fowler. Fowler just about midway in the batter's box. Nothing in the pitch. Strike. So just about let her high there to the batter, Fowler, and it's strike one. Here comes your pitch. High fly ball. Second baseman moves in under it. Max Ebert makes the catch. Two away. Two down, and that'll bring up Edding Vaughn. On another right-handed batter, deep in the batter's box here, as he faces Aiden Mathis. Mathis looks and delivers. It's high. Throw to first, got him picked off. That ought to get him. Oh! Threw it down, hit the batter in the back, the runner, and he's going to head for home. He's going to come home. And he does. A weird, weird play there. As King was caught off of first base, headed down to second, the first baseman, Walter Ebert, took a throw, and it hits Wyatt King in the back, goes off of his back out into left field. When your left fielder, Luke Hector, tried to get to it, but just had some trouble getting to it. By the time he got it, Wyatt King was mogating around the bases, and it's 3-0. One ball is the count. To Letting Vaughn. One ball and no strikes with two away. Bases are empty right now. And Western Hills has jumped out to a quick 3-0 lead. Rio. And the batter steps out of the batter's box, takes a little time, takes a few practice swings, steps back in. Aiden looks in, gets a strike. Vaughn squares around the back. He's going to bunt. Pitches low and outside, and it's 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Two balls and no strikes here. 3-0 lead. That was way high over the boy's head, and it's 3-0. Ryan Robinson is on deck. If Vaughn gets on with the 3-ball count, Spath is trying to get that pitch in, and he doesn't, and he walks in. Well, I'll bring up Ryan Robinson, first left-handed batter we've had this afternoon, and he steps in. Deep in the batter's box, gets ready. Mathis looks in, gets the sign and the pitch. It's high, outside, ball one. Five straight pitches there. Have not found the strike zone. Six. Having a little trouble finding that plate. Here comes your pitch. Got a strike that time. Hayden found the strike zone and brought it in for a 2-ball, 1-strike count. Vaughn really doing some dancing around first base, trying to draw that throw. It's outside, 3-1. Hayden Mathis having a little trouble on the mound here, trying to get that strike in there, but just can't seem to get it going right now for him. Swing and a miss. On that outside corner, and that brings the count to 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away, and a chance to wrap up the inning here. Mathis ready, gets the sign from the catcher, Church, and here comes his pitch. Call strike 3. A little high pitch there, but we'll take it. Out number 3. 2 strikeouts in the inning, but a big 2-run homer by Max Schoen, as you'd make, led off with a single, then a home run, made it 2-0, and then that weird play there when King walked, got hit in the back, trying to go to second, and made it around. So we'll take a break and be right back with inning number 2.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC in Brenham has served this area for over 40 years, specializing in residential, commercial, and industrial plumbing, fixtures, and supplies. They stock Rheem water heaters and Delta and American Standard brand fixtures. For repairs, remodeling, or new construction, your needs will be met at Whitner Plumbing. Call Whitner Plumbing at 836-3700 or stop by their office at 1806 South Market in Brenham. Whitner Plumbing is proud to support the Washington County Little League. License number RMPL9220.
Schleider Furniture Mattress Company has been helping local families find the perfect seat for generations. From cheering in the bleachers to relaxing together after the game, comfort is where memories are made. Visit Schleider's in downtown Brenham for quality furniture, trusted brands, and hometown service you can count on. The only thing better than a great seat at the ballpark is a great seat at home. Tonight's Little League game is brought to you by Schleider Furniture and Mattress.
If you're having faulty wiring issues or plumbing problems that are damaging your home, don't wait around for them to get worse. Call Miller Electric and Plumbing for a professional safety inspection today. From electrical upgrades to plumbing repairs, Miller ensures your home is safe, efficient, and up to code. Protect your family and your investment. Visit MOELLERTX.com. That's Miller Electric and Plumbing, where experience meets reliability. Miller Electric and Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Dahman & Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahman & Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Tommy Asmussen led off here in the second inning, and he hit a good one. I mean, out into center field, got all the way to second base, and that brings up Connor Merrick. And the count of one ball and one strike on him. Takes a cut, fouls it off. One ball, two strikes. Connor Merrick on deck. Your center fielder, Bowen Riley. Right-hander Barnes Moss on the mound. Throws that one low and into the dirt. And it evens the count up at two balls and two strikes here. 2-2. Right-hander looks, gets the pitch. Low and in the dirt. Duke makes a good stop on the ball, and it's a full count. Washington County trying to rally back here after they trail 3-0. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. Hard hit ball to second base. Picked up by the second baseman. Throw to first. Got him out. But moving down to third base. Asmussen. Out number one. And that'll bring up your center fielder, Bowen Riley. Riley steps in right in the middle of the batter's box with a runner at third. Chance for the Washington County boys to get a run here. Oh, line drive over there to first. Caught quickly. And out number two. Well hit ball, but unfortunately went right to the first baseman. So your catcher comes in here, Jake Church. Sitting over at third base, wanting to come home, Tommy Rasmussen. Barnes Moss on the mound with a look and the throw. Caught an outside corner. Strike one. Jake Church. Got two. Caught that outside corner. Just about knee high, and it's three strike count quickly. Swinging a miss at a high one, and he goes down swinging. So got a runner all the way to third, but that's as far as he got. The next three batters were up and down. So we go to the bottom half of the second with Washington County trailing 2-3. We'll be right back with more baseball.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
This 4th of July, fire up the grill and celebrate in true Texas style with H-E-B. From juicy hand-cut steaks and fresh produce to ice-cold drinks and patriotic desserts, H-E-B has everything you need for an unforgettable Independence Day. Stock up on picnic essentials, festive decorations, and all your favorite H-E-B brand must-haves. Whether you're hosting a backyard barbecue or heading to the lake, make Brenham H-E-B your one-stop shop for your 4th of July fun. Happy Independence Day from your neighborhood H-E-B. Here, everything's better.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they are honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars good luck in their tournaments.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. And for more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League Sectional Tournament.
All right, we go to the bottom of the second inning as Western Hill comes to bat. They'll send up Ollie Gallagher, Lane Manier, and Axel Cumberworth. First pitch is high and outside for a ball. Now here comes the second pitch. Batter squares around the bunt, but he tucks it back up. Let's see, did we call that a strike or not? No, we didn't. We called it a ball. Ball. But that, he's going to call a strike on him for leaving the bat out there. Kind of what he did on that first one is Gallagher squared around, holds the bat, and that's what he's doing, just waving the bat now at Mathis and the pitch. High fly ball going out over the backside of the Washington County dugout and goes out of bounds. Big foul. 2-2 count. Mathis ready and the delivery. Whoa, boy, that almost got over the catcher's head that time. And it makes a full count there to Ollie Gallagher. Three balls, two strikes. First batter here in the bottom of the second with Western Hills holding a 3-0 lead. And the pitch. That one's outside. Put him on base. First leadoff walk. That'll bring up Lane Manier. Takes a good pitch, though. It's a strike call on Manier.
Come on,
baby. Just about letter high, but on the inside corner. And the umpire says that's a strike. 0-1 now. We're having umpires looking at jerseys or something now. See what he's calling. We're going to have a little discussion now. Home plate umpire and the first base umpire have a little discussion here. Andre, just really give you an idea of what happened, but the home plate umpire looked at the back of the jersey on Manier, then he looked at the back of the jersey of Jake Church, and made a call for something here, bringing the tournament official down to discuss things. I would love to be able to tell you what's going on, but I can't, fans, but bear with me now as our umpires discuss things. Now, all the umpires are going down by the Washington County dugout. Big discussion going on down there. All four umpires are standing around, and it's a summit conference here going on for sure. Should be able to shake this thing loose in just a minute here. Fans around me are saying, what's going on? What's going on? Basically, that's what I'm saying, too. While all this is going on, Aiden Mathis is just kind of throwing a few pitches there into Jake, and they're getting it straightened out down there at first base. So, whatever it was, everybody's satisfied. We'll see what happens. They got a no ball, one strike count on your batter. Manier. And here comes Mathis with the pitch. 0-1. And the pitch. Oh, he gives a shot there. 0-2. Manier went for a high one that time, but tried to get something out, but no luck. Here comes the pitch. Strike three called on the outside corner. Out number one. Axel Cumberworth comes in, the right-handed batter. Cumberworth is ready. He's up in the middle of the box. Squares around the bunt. Takes the pitch for a strike.
Hey, right here.
You gotta be really small. Hey, no balls and one strike with one away. Man down at first. Here's your pitch. Strike two called. Catches that outside corner. Aiden's kind of taken a little bit off of that because it's not that fastball he's been throwing. It's more of an off-speed pitch. But he's catching that outside corner and his control's a little bit better and he's getting strikes. 0-2 count. Whoa, that'll send the runner by. Catcher misses that one and headed down to second base. It's going to be Ollie Gallagher. First ball there. One ball and two strikes. 1-2. 1 ball and two strikes. Hard hit ball to second. Here comes your throw to first. Got him. Wheaton got that one, made a good play by about a step to Walker Ewart, and moving down to third base, though, is Ollie Gallagher. Two away now, and Smith's sight. Left-handed batter. And the pitch. Way high, ball one. Two away and a chance to get out of the inning with not giving up any runs, and that's what the Washington County guys need to do. Here's your pitch with a 1-0 count. Ooh, almost got away from him there. 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Church came up out of his crouch and almost lost that one, but managed to pull it down as it was outside to the left-handed batter. And the pitch. Height and inside, 3-0. Three balls, no strikes, two away with a runner at third. We're in the bottom of the second of a 3-0 ball game with Western Hill taking the lead early. Balked him. All right, runners at first and third. Two away. And bring up Max Hendrick.
I know, right?
Max Hendricks is stepping in with runners at first and third. Max steps out, takes a look at his coach down at third, gets a sign, and he's ready. Really crowds that play. Here comes your pitch from Aiden Mathis, the right-hander delivers. Strike call. Hendricks has a 0-1 count, the right-hander, deep in the box. And the pitch. Hard hit ball. Oh, beautiful catch. What a catch there. As Mason Ebert took a hard run to his left, put that glove up in the air, and brought it down for out number three. Nobody comes across the plate at a big inning here for Washington County. We'll take a break and be back as Washington County gets a chance to tie some runs here. We'll be back.
Summertime is color time. This summer, why not spend your time off with a home improvement project? You can use this time to try one of the most popular DIY projects, painting. And you can find your favorite color with one of America's most popular paints, Benjamin Moore. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com. That's the PaintW.com.
Attention baseball and softball fans. Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments. Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations, All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Howdy folks, Boo Christensen here with Hody Real Estate at 112 West Main in Brenham. Look forward to serving all your real estate needs, including residential, farm and ranch, and commercial. Hody Real Estate will get your property the maximum exposure, and of course I will give you the ultimate service that you've come to expect in your real estate transactions. Stop by Hody Real Estate on Main Street in downtown Brenham, or give me a call at 979-277-8426.
Every little leaguer dreams of rounding the bases and making it home. And just like baseball, some of life's greatest memories happen there. Family dinners, backyard games, and cheering each other on. When you're ready to build a home where those moments last a lifetime, choose Redstone Custom Homes. The best runs end at home, and so do the best days. Redstone Custom Homes. Built on faith. Built on vision. Built for you. Call Redstone Custom Builders today.
First batter steps up here for Washington County here in the top of the third inning. It's Blinn Baker. Here comes the pitch. He hits a high drive. It's right. Oh, another good catch by second baseman. Out number one. That'll bring up Jake Leash. Takes the first pitch for a ball. Whoa, almost got him then as Elise backs out of the way of that one, and it's 1-1. Two balls, no strikes. As getting dark here, and the lights are working good. The wind's died down a lot, and it's a little bit high for a ball. 3-0 count. See if Washington County get somebody on base here and get them around to home plate. Moss looks, delivers. Oh, he found a strike zone with that one. Aiden Demons on deck for the Washington County All-Stars. Ball. There's another one taking that one all the way. And we went from a 3-0 to a 3-2 count. Three balls, two strikes. First batter here in inning number three. Swing and a miss, strike three. Out number two here, and we're going to bring up Aiden Demon. Aiden's a right-handed batter. Steps in the back of the batter's box. Looks over things. The outfield is in shallow left. They're not looking for much here, but it's moved way to the right. Strike call, first pitch. Your left fielder is almost in left center now. He is way off the foul line for sure. This one's low, stopped quickly there by Max Shute, and it's a 1-1 count. On deck, the leadoff batter, Cam Wheaton. All right. One ball, one strike with two away. little third ball that floats way, way high, though. And it's two balls and a strike. 2-1 to count. And the pitch. Sad got a strike. 2-2. Moss came up with a good strike then, brought it right around the plate. Off that outside corner. And it's strike two. Two balls, two strikes here on your batter. Strike three swinging. And that'll do it. Three up and three down. No hits, no runs, no errors. And nobody left on base. At the end of 2.5 innings, it's Western Hills 3, Washington County 0. We'll be back with the bottom of the third.
Saturday mornings at the ballpark, team pictures, extra innings, post-game ice cream. Those are the moments kids remember. And you can keep making memories long after the final out with a family getaway to Nicholson Lake Road RV Park in Chapel Hill. Peaceful, family-friendly, and the perfect place to unwind. The season may only last a few months, but family memories last forever. Make your next getaway to Nicholson Lake Road RV Park, proud sponsor of tonight's Little League game.
Wherever life is taking you, starting a business, buying a home, or managing your money on the go, Citizens State Bank is here for what's next. With modern digital tools, convenient services, and a team that knows you by name, we make banking fit your life. Backed by local people, local decisions, and over 100 years of trust. Learn more at csbtx.bank. Citizens State Bank, here for what's on your horizon. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woods and Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woods and Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
All right, we are back at the ballpark here at Sandy Wobble Field on Faulkner Park, and we are in the bottom half of the third inning here as Jude Malik leads things off for the Western Hills guys. First pitch is high for a ball. Second pitch. Oh, here's a swing. Here's a little line back to the pitcher. Oh, easy out. As Mathis walks over the first, flicks it off to his first baseman there for an out. Ebert was there, and it's 2-1 away. Back shoot steps in. Max is the catcher. First pitch to Max. Breaking pitch is high for a ball. Ball one to Max. He's the one that went right over the left center field fence, 200 feet plus for a home run to get a 2-0 lead. He takes that pitch for a called strike on the outside corner. And the pitch. Whoa, way wild. It gets way away from Jake, and Jake Church just couldn't get to that one, and it's a 2-ball, 1-strike count.
You're missing that.
Barnes Moss, the pitcher's on deck for Western Hills. And the pitch. Got an outside corner with that one. And the home plate umpire has given them that high outside corner strike, as we've seen it happen time after time here in the first three innings. Here's the pitch. Whoa, that's way high, though. And a full count. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Infield squared away. And the pitch. Foul back. And it's a 3-2 count. Three balls, two strikes here. In the bottom of the third. Got a good crowd from Western Hills, which is at the Fort Worth area. And he walked him. And, of course, Washington County is here strong. Green, green, green everywhere you look, not only in the stands here, but out in left field. Talking to some of the fans that travel, they said about a four-hour drive up here for the ball game. And the pitch. Tight on the inside and hit him. So that'll move the runner down to second. Boss is at first. So you got runners at first and second. One away. That'll bring up Wyatt King. Wyatt King. Strike called on Wyatt. Inside corner. Just about letter high. As Aiden Mathis trying to get things in. Now we're having a conference between the umpire at second base and the home plate umpire. Have no earthly idea what they wrote. Oh, but he came in. I believe that the umpire at second base now is the main umpire of this crew, and they discussed things with him. So that's what went on right there. All right. No balls, one strike. Wyatt King, the batter. Swing and a miss. Nice breaking pitch there by Aiden Mathis for a strike. And it's 0-2. Runners at first and second with one away. Aiden Mathis trying to shut this thing down here to hold it at a 3-0 lead. Whoa, that's a good one out the center field. Nice squeeze out there by Cohen Riley, and it's two away. Good contact, but right to Riley out in center field. And then Wynn Fowler. He lined out to the second baseman there in the first inning. Did that running, diving catch. And we're going to have a pinch runner here. Wyatt King now running at first base. Let's see, and we're going to take one out at second. And we're going to send in Jude Make. Eric. So you can switch runners here. All right. Runners at first and second. Brand new guys. High for a ball. Fowler on deck. Here. Letting Vaughn will be your next batter. But we have two away. And see if we can't get this out. Wing and a miss. There goes everybody running. It moves to third. And the second. 1-1 count here. But runners at second and third. Both of them in a scoring position. Mathis trying to get out of it here. Here's his pitch. Way outside. 2-1. having a little trouble with that curveball because when he's breaking it out, it's breaking way wide for him. And it's a 2-1 count here. Two away, runners at second and third. Whoa. 3-1. That went over the batter's head, hit all the way back to the screen here behind home plate, but it's good enough to bounce back to where Jake Church can get it and keep that runner at third base. Fowler up there with a 3-1 count. Swing and a miss, strike two. A little off-speed pitch there to Fowler, and he couldn't make contact. Three balls, two strikes. Runners at second, third, and two away. Line up for the pitch. And here it comes. Foul ball down the third base line. Count holds at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Fowler made good contact with that, but he pulled it way to the left of third base. So here we go. Three balls, two strikes, two away, runners at second and third. And the pitch. That's that high outside pitch that our umpire is calling, and it's out number three. So runners at second and third, but they don't come home. And at the end of three innings of play, it's Western Hills 3, Washington County 0. We'll be back after this from our fine sponsors.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at tilghmanhomes.com. To make your building visions come to life.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in at Guadalajara Restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Looking for a bank that rewards you to get started? At Citizens State Bank, opening a new checking or savings account comes with something extra, a complimentary gift just for you. With local people, local decisions, and service you can trust, we've been helping our neighbors manage their banking needs since 1925. Stop by any CSB location or visit csbtx.bank/newaccountpromo for requirements and eligible accounts. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply.
Half of the fourth inning, and it's a 3-0 ball game for Washington County. First batter up here and leads it off. He's a leadoff batter. That'll be Cam Wheaton, and Wheaton takes a strike call. Cam struck out his first time up. Got a chance to do something, the right-handed batter. It's this one in the gap. Going to go all the way to the wall. He's going to go to second, and he's going to third. And that's all the way to third. Cam says, I got the speed. Watch me go. And he gets a triple to start things off. best start for Washington County this afternoon as Cam Wheaton really got with that one. Solid ball just to the left of the 200-foot sign. Took about two bounces and bounced off the wall. And he's at third. A chance for Washington County to get something on the ball. The coach for Western Hills comes out. He's talking to his boys, giving them a little pep talk to see what's going on right now. I'm sure he's saying, hey, guys, we got a 3-0 lead. Just be tough. Be tough. So we've got Luke Lechter. Lechter will be batting. And then Walker Ebert, Mason Ebert. So that'll be the next three batters in the order here. So the conference at the mound is over with. And we are ready with a runner at third and nobody out. Best start they've had in an inning. We're in the fourth. Hoss looks and the pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Can pretty much tell you that that's going to be a strike called. 1-1 is that one is low. 1-1. One ball and one strike. Runner at third. We're in the top of the fourth. Lawrence Moss makes a throw of the inside corner with that one. And it's one ball and two strikes now. 1-2. And the pitch. Strike three, swing in. That's a sixth strikeout for Barnes Moss in the, he got two in the first, one in the second, two in the third, and then one here in the fourth to get his first out. So here we go with one away. Runner third. We need to get him home. Foul ball back over the screen. Strike one. Strike one. And the pitch. 1-1. One ball, one strike here. In the fourth. Barnes Moss going all the way here in your fourth inning of play with no run so far. That one's low, though. And it's two balls and a strike. Two balls and one strike. Runner at third with one away. Foul ball coming back over the screen, and it's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. And the pitch. 3-2. Going away, but with Cam Wheaton standing down that third, looking at home plate, says, bring me home, guys, bring me home. And the pitch. Low into the dirt. And he walked in. And he's going to go to second base, too. Smart base running by Ebert. Nobody was at second base, and he just said, I'm gone. And so now we got runners at second and third, both in scoring position with a chance for Mason Ebert to do some damage here for Washington County. High fly ball going out to right field. We're going to tag up. And he scored. Got a run in. Moving to third. Two away, but the first run for Washington County comes in here. Moving over to third is and that'll bring up your pitcher, Aiden Mathis. Let's see if Aiden can help his own cause here. There's a runner at third. Aiden Mathis, the pitcher. He's ready. See if he can get some aluminum on the ball here and bring home the second run of the inning. Swinging a miss on that first one. Comes up empty. Strike one. He struck out his first time up. Let's see if he can make contact here in the inning. It's time for another Summit Conference here. I don't know what this one's about. But all the umpires are meeting there in front of the pitcher's mound. And we just had a microphone. We could tell you what's going on. But as everybody around me is asking each other, well, what's going on? What's going on? And I wish I knew. Miles Stover here on KHI. We're bringing you Little League All-Star Sectional here at Tyler. The winner of this 14th will head down to Pearland after the 4th of July, and it'll be for the state championship. So our home plate umpire is explaining things to the coach from Western Hill. I think it's having to do with where they're standing in the batter's box. It seems to be finger pointing there a little bit. We'll see. Runner at third, one run in, two away. Count is no balls and one strike. Low and into the dirt. Nice block there by Jute. And the count is 1-1. And on deck is Asmussen. He had a double his last time up. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. Runner at third. Moss ready and the pitch. That's strike three called. He never made moves. So two strikeouts in the inning. Bring it up to seven. Did get 1-1, though. And it's now Western Hills 3, Washington County 1 as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning of play here at Faulkner Park. Miles Tover bringing the action. Let's take a break for the fine people who bring you Washington County Little League Ball.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. And for more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League Sectional Tournament.
269-GU-FM, Brenham.
Here we are in the bottom of the fourth inning. County trailing 3-1. Here we go with the pitch. One ball and one strike. Wide King at your batter as he steps in. He's ready. Right-hander takes the pitch. Hits his trickler down to first base. Picked up over there easily by Walker. Ebert steps on the bag, and it's one away. One away in the fourth. And that'll bring up Ryan Robinson. Robinson struck out his first time up tonight. Got a left-handed batter. And the pitch. Strike. Strike zone is getting a little bit higher. And it's always been a little bit wide. So we'll see what happens as the batters try to adjust to what the home plate umpire is calling. Robinson steps out. That's Ryan Robinson. He steps out, left-handed batter. Back in now. He's ready. That's a big-time cut that gets nothing. Strike two. It was outside, though. And it's all in two strikes. One away here in the home half of the fourth. 3-1 ball game. Western Hills holding the advantage right now. And the pitch. Outside. 3-2. Ollie Gallagher is on deck. Gallagher got as far as third base, but was not able to score back in the second. Robinson steps out, calls time. It's ready. Left-handed batter deep in the box. Little open stance and the pitch. Way high. Full count. Three balls, two strikes, with one away. See Aiden Mathis on the mound trying to come in here with a strike. Aiden's ready, and the delivery. That's a good one. Breaking that pitch right over home plate. Two up and two down. That'll bring up Riley Gallagher. All right, two away with nobody on base. The right-handed batting, Ollie Gallagher. Walked his last time up. Gallagher looks down to the coach at third. The coach gives him a sign. Mathis looks in to Church, gets his sign. And here we go. And the delivery. Back one. Take the swing, but it was right in there. Little off-speed pitch. Just about let her high. And here we go with a 0-1 count. So high that one, though. Let's just buy 1-1.
Gallagher wanted to take a swing at it, changed his mind, and it's a 1-1 count.
You ready, guys?
One ball in, one strike. Low, ball two. Two balls and no strikes as we are in inning number four. Bottom half of. Aiden Mathis on the mound for Washington County, trying to get this ball in and the pitch. Back to call. Breaking pitch. Just about letter high. Two balls, two strikes with two away. See if he can get three up and three down here. Nope, ball high. Full count. Three balls, two strikes, two away with nobody on. Aiden Mathis trying to put it away right now. Gallagher steps out of the box, looks down to third, takes two or three practice swings. All righty. The right-handed batter's ready with a 3-2 count. Foul ball, back over the screen. Count holds at three balls and two strikes. 3-2. Infield, just about a normal depth. Maybe second base a little bit deep. Foul ball. Squared around the bunt, bunted it into his foot. And the count holds at 3-2. Gallagher squared around the bunt, then looked more like a half swing. And when he did, he hit the ball, went down, hit himself in the foot. So it's three balls, two counts, two away with nobody on. Mathis ready. Trying to bring it in here. Hard hit ball out to center field. Squeeze it out there. Bowen Riley squeezed that one out number three. Three up and three down. No hits, no runs, no errors, and nobody left on base. Washington County comes to bat in the fifth. So we'll bring back with our fine commercial people. And when they get through, we're going to bring you the top of the fifth. Miles Solder here at Faulkner Park in Tyler.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
KWHI-AM and K269-GU-FM, Brenham.
All right, here we go, Tuesday. Top of the fifth inning. Washington County comes in up. Tommy Asmussen. Connor Murick and Bowen Riley. First pitch fouled off. Back over the screen. Wham, right on top of the roof here. Strike one. That's Musin. Got a double his last time up. Let's see what he can do. Takes a cut at that one, though, and comes up empty. Strike two. Two strikes. Two strikes. Hard hit ball down to third base. Who's going to make it? He got there. Hit it deep to third. Third baseman made a good throw on it. The boom good wasn't quite in time. And Asmussen leads it off with a single here. Connor Merrick will step up. Ground out. Second to first is right time up. Let's see if we can get some stick on the ball here this inning with a man at first. And the pitch. Outside, ball one. Western Hills got three in the first inning, the bottom of the first. Two of them came on a home run there by Max Shute. And then Washington Town got their own run there in the fourth. One run to count. One ball, one strike. Connor Merrick. High and outside to Connor. And it's two balls and a strike. Max Hughes decides he wants to talk to Barnes Moss, and he goes out, and they got a small Summit Conference there on the mound as we are in inning number five here. It's a 3-1 lead for Western Hills. Washington County leads it off with a single. They got a man at first with nobody out in the pitch. There's a run down to third. Here's the throw to second, and the force is out there. And down at first with a fielder short, it's Connor Merrick. Bowen Riley will step up. Riley lined out to the first baseman, his only bat today. So, woo, got him hit, though. That hurt, he says. Hit him in the thigh. So that'll move Merrick down to second. Riley over at first. So we got runners at first and second. One away. That'll bring up Jake Church. Church struck out his last time up on three pitches, so hopefully he can get things going as down at first base. But when Riley is shaking off his being hit by the pitcher. So he says, I'm ready to go. All right, here we go. Jake Church, your catcher, will step in. Right-handed batter. With runners at first and second. We're changing pitchers. See if we got a number on this individual. Get number eight. Yeah, Ryan Robinson. So Robinson goes to the mound. Get that down. That's Ryan Robinson. Comes on
We got 1, 2, 3, 4, and a third inning for Boss. Four to third. Gave up one run. On two hits. And he walked 2, 3. So he goes 4 1/3. That'll bring up Ryan Robinson. Another right-hander. Infield is throwing things around, trying to get loosened up. While Ryan Robinson puts things together. Here. While he's doing that, let's take a quick break here for the fine people who bring you Little League Ball. Take a break.
Daddy? Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Step up to the plate with summer flavor at Whataburger. After the big All-Star game, families can swing by for fresh, made-to-order burgers, crispy fries, and ice-cold drinks that hit it out of the park. From post-game team meals to late-night cravings after practice, Whataburger is the perfect stop for players, parents, and fans alike. Whether celebrating a win or shaking off a tough inning, they're serving up hometown favorites all season long. Visit your local Whataburger today and make every game day taste like a championship victory.
Jake Burke. Catcher struck out his first time up. He's got runners at first and second with one away. See, Jake can't do some damage here. First pitch. Strike call. With one away. And a swing and a miss for strike three. Out number two. And that'll bring up Glenn Baker. Baker flew out to second. So let's see if he can do some damage. We got runners at first and second. Baker's ready. Robinson on the mound now. Hello, here goes everybody moving up. They're walking into the ground, and that was in Merrick down to third and Bowen Riley down to second. So everybody's a little bit closer to home plate. See if we can do something. One ball, no strike. Baker as Ryan Robinson tries to put the fire out. Here's the pitch. Strike call. That was a curve. Really off speed. One ball, one strike with two away. Robinson's ready in the delivery. Swing and a miss, strike two. One ball, two strikes. Runners at second and third with two away. Washington County trying to cut that 3-1 lead down. Ooh. Weston Hills fan says that looked good. But the umpire says it's ball two. Strike three, swing in. That'll do it. All right, we had two on, but we didn't get anybody home.
And at the end of 4.5, it's Western Hills 3, Washington County 1. We'll take a break and be back for the bottom half of the fifth.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
All right, just remember, your kids are not playing Little League ball. They should be. Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program, with nearly 2.4 million children and more than a million volunteers in a dozen countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's a Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges, too. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available through Little League International. That's in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website. That's www.littleleague.org. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Western Hills is going to send up Laney Manier, Axel Cumberworth, and Smith Sykes. Second pitch in there for a strike, so it's two strikes on Manier. And the pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Strike two. Manier squared around the bunt, charging in from third quickly was Merrick, and a strike. Two balls, two strikes now on the batter. And a pitch. Swinging a miss, strike three. Got him. That brings up Axel Cumberworth. Cumberworth ground out short to first. His first time up, only his second bat. He'll be followed by Smith Sykes. All right, we're going to take our pitcher out. He's going to pitch 4 1/3. So while we're changing pitchers, got time for some fine words from the fine people who make Little League possible in Washington County. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. And for more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League Sectional Tournament.
This 4th of July, fire up the grill and celebrate in true Texas style with H-E-B. From juicy hand-cut steaks and fresh produce to ice-cold drinks and patriotic desserts, H-E-B has everything you need for an unforgettable Independence Day. Stock up on picnic essentials, festive decorations, and all your favorite H-E-B brand must-haves. Whether you're hosting a backyard barbecue or heading to the lake, make Brenham H-E-B your one-stop shop for 4th of July fun. Happy Independence Day from your neighborhood H-E-B. Here, everything's better.
Washington Animal Clinic. Quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals. Supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic. 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Washington County brings in Mason Ebert now. Mason will face the first batter here. It's going to be Axel Kummerberg. Here's the ball. He gets ready. And he walked in. So down to first goes in. Mitch Sykes, a left-handed batter. Steps up. He walked his last time up. High and outside. Ball one. Runner at first with one away. And the pitch. Gets away from the catcher and going down to second quickly is Kummerberg. And it's two balls and no strikes. 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. And we're going to take a little time out here while we talk things over. And just want you to know that it has been a hard-fought ball game. It's the very beginning because Western Hills had the first man got a single, second man hit a home run, and then they got a guy with a walk. He stole second, and then he came home on a ground ball. So that was three runs in the bottom of the first, and they have not threatened since then. They got one run, a couple of runners to third base with two out, but never was able to do anything with it. So Washington County has shut them down since then. Ball gets by the catcher and down to third base this time. Nope, changed his mind and went back. He was halfway to third, and I believe he could have made it. So it's a 3-0 count. Ebert throws. Call strike one. Three balls, one strike, with a runner at second. Foul ball. 3-2. Three balls and two strikes here. 3-2. And the pitch. Strike three called. Two away now. That'll bring up Max Hendrick. Max is over one as he lined out to second base. His one and only time up. So Mason Ebert trying to shut him down. Got a man on third, but he's got two away. Man on second, I mean, but two away. First pitch to Hendricks. Tighten inside for a ball. Ball one.
ball and no strikes. Hard hit ball to right field, but being caught. And that'll do it. Flying out to right. Catch out there by Mason Ebert, who had moved in. And we've got one more chance as we go to the top of the sixth inning. We got to have two to tie it and one to go ahead. So let's see what happens. We'll take a break and be back for the top of the sixth.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they are honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars good luck in their tournaments.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Washington County has got one more bat at it. We are in the sixth inning of play here at Randy Womble Field in the complex called Faulkner Park here in Tyler. As Washington County is going to send up Dutch, Keeman, and Wheaton. And that's where it comes. In the circle, Ryan Robinson. Pitch two-thirds back in the fifth. Yeah. All right. One ball is the count. And the pitch. Tried to bunt that one. Strike two. Pitch. Trying to get on some way or another. This is the last chance for the Washington County guys. Outside. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, top of the sixth inning. Do or die for Washington County. Three balls, two strikes, bases are empty. Washington County needs to put those runners on. Three balls, two strikes. Oh, he swung at a bad one there. Out number one. Demon coming up. Hayden steps up. He struck out his last time. Here comes the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. One away here in the sixth. Oh, breaking pitch goes way, way outside, and it's 1-1. The teamman. Swinging a miss by Aiden. Strike two. One ball, two strikes, was one away.
Strike three called. Breaking pitch. Two strikeouts. And Washington County is down to their last man. Cam Wheaton steps up. Cam scored the only run of the night. The only run of the night. Cam Wheaton struck out and doubled. One out for Western Hills, one out for Washington County. And the first pitch. Whoa, hit him in the head, and he moves down. That'll bring up Luke Lickler. Luke walked and struck out. We'll see what happens as we're into this one thing going here. Mates. Big conference on the mound. And the umpire says, y'all break it up. Let's get this ball game going here. Western Hills breaks it up. Ball riding on the back of Ryan Robinson. He's one out away. Low and outside. Ball one. Leclerc. A walk and a strikeout. That one's high. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes. And the pitch. Whoop. Backed out. Little rearrangement in the Washington County dugout there. People out of place. Umpire calls timeout, sends them back to their place. Now here we go. And the pitch. Strike call on the outside corner. And two balls in the strike. Man on first, but two away. This is it for Washington County. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Luke Lickler. He called it a ball. He got a full count. Three balls, two strikes. Top of the sixth and the pitch. Call strike three on one outside. And that'll do it. That will do it. And Washington County will go down in defeat tonight. We'll take a break for some fine commercials, and I'll be back with a wrap-up of tonight's ball game.
Mr. Windshield and Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Attention baseball and softball fans. Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments.
Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations, All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Saturday mornings at the ballpark, team pictures, extra innings, post-game ice cream. Those are the moments kids remember. And you can keep making memories long after the final out with a family getaway to Nicholson Lake Road RV Park in Chapel Hill. Peaceful, family-friendly, and the perfect place to unwind. The season may only last a few months, but family memories last forever. Make your next getaway to Nicholson Lake Road RV Park. Proud sponsor of tonight's Little League game.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville, visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Welcome back to Randy Womble Field here at Faulkner Park in Tyler, where it's been a tough night for the guys from Washington County as they fall 3-1 to Western Hills. It was a tight, hard-fought ball game. The ironic thing was that in the bottom of the first was the only time that Western Hills was able to put anything across the plate. They had a leadoff single and then a home run made it 2-0, and they managed to get one more. The guys from Washington County fought hard all night long. They managed to get a run there in the fourth, but that was it. So that takes care of the ball game here tonight. Here's what happened in Tyler tonight. Lufkin took a victory 4-3 over College Station. Then Western Hills was 3-1 over Washington County. So tomorrow at 7 p.m., Lufkin takes on Western Hills, and that's in the winner's bracket. The winner of that will move on. The loser will move down into the loser's bracket, where they will be taking on the winners of College Station, Washington County, and that's at 5 o'clock tomorrow. So if the winner tomorrow night between College Station and Washington County will be definitely playing one more game, and that will be at 7 o'clock on Monday night. So if the Washington County can come back and win tomorrow, they'll be back on Monday night. So that's what we're looking at there for that. We're going to take another break, and we'll be right back with some more wrap-up of tonight's ball game.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. and it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League Board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our American dream is ice cream. Red, White, and Bluebell is our strawberry ice cream loaded with strawberries, alongside creamy vanilla and blueberry ice cream with real blueberries. A full half gallon of Red, White, and Blue ice cream. Feel free to celebrate.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Peterson's Food Mart in Lexington and select Dollar General stores.
All right, for the interviews, how it wrapped up tonight as the Washington County All-Stars came up on the short end of a 3-1 score, and they move into the loser's bracket. For the losing pitcher tonight was Aiden Mathis. He went 4 1/3 innings. He gave up 3 runs, all in the first. A couple of hits. One of those was a 2-run homer. He did strike out 6 and walk 6. Mason Ebert came on in the fifth inning, pitched 2/3 of an inning, gave up no runs, no hits, struck out 1, and didn't walk anybody. So losing pitcher was Aiden Mathis. Over on the other side of the bracket, for Western Hills, Barnes Moss was the winning pitcher. He went 4 1/3 innings. He gave up just 1 run, gave up 2 hits, walked 3, and he had 9 strikeouts. He was relieved by Ryan Robinson, who came in for an inning and 2/3. He gave up no runs on no hits, and he struck out 5 batters. Of the 6 that he, of the 5 he faced, he struck out all 5. We went into the 6th inning, which was the inning for Washington County, and he struck out the entire side. So, winning pitcher, Barnes Moss, Robinson with the save. We'll take one more break here, and we'll be back wrapping up tonight's broadcast from Tyler. Miles Soley here on KBXI, and we'll be back in just a second.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College.
Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Attention baseball and softball fans. Brenham National Bank would like to congratulate all of the players representing Washington County as All-Stars this season. Good luck to all on your All-Star tournaments. Play hard, have fun, and make memories that will last a lifetime. From all of us at Brenham National Bank, congratulations, All-Star teams. We're proud to cheer you on every step of the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at TilghmanHomes.com to make your building visions come to life.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
Tonight was a pure example of why Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program. They got 2.4 million kids playing, about a million volunteers helping out. They got baseball, they got softball, ages 4 to 16. They got challenger division programs for physical and mental challenge kids. I mean, it's out there. And for an old guy who started in Little League a long, long time ago, it has really moved to something special. So if you need more information on the Little League, go to their website, www.littleleague.org. To wrap up what happened here tonight, in our first game, College Station jumped out to a 1-0 lead, but Lufkin came back and moved ahead, and Lufkin took that first game at 5 o'clock here to move on to the winner's bracket by a 4-3 count. The second game, which we brought to you here on KWHI, it was Western Hills out of Fort Worth and Washington County doing battle. Western Hills got 3 runs in the bottom of the first, and that was it, but that was enough. Washington County only managed to get 1 run. So on tomorrow at 7 o'clock, you'll see Lufkin taking on Western Hills in the winner's bracket. Down in the loser's bracket, it's going to be College Station and Washington County. They're going to be on the diamond at 5 o'clock. The winner of that one will move on to play Monday at 7 p.m. The loser, that's all the season is over with. We will not be able to carry the ball game for you tomorrow night, so check your Facebook and your pages for Washington County Little League. Find out if they do pull out a victory tomorrow. And if they do, we'll be back on the air Monday night because they will be playing at 7 o'clock on Monday night. So check that. It's been my privilege to be here for radio station Miles Toler from Tyler at Wombley Field at Faulkner Park. Thank you so much for listening to it, and have a good night.
This broadcast at the Washington County Little League All-Star Game was made possible by these sponsors: Dahman & Associates, Woodson Lumber Company, Schleider Furniture and Mattress, Blinn College, Hody Real Estate, Bluebell Creamery, Wellman Insurance, BBR Materials, Mr. Windshield, Citizen State Bank, Washington Animal Clinic, Collier Construction, Conjura Tile, Builders By and By, Boo Christensen with Cody Real Estate, K&H Portable Toilet, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Computer Helpers, La Morella's Meat Market, Texas Farm Credit, Plan North Architecture, HEB in Brenham, Bilski Waterwell Services, Brenham National Bank, Whitener Plumbing, Nicholson Lake Road RV Park, Whataburger in Brenham, Tielemann General Contractor, Seidel Schrader, Miller Electric, The Paint Warehouse, Double D Glass Services, Altman Dentistry, Guadalajara Restaurant, Redstone Custom Homes, and Thrivent Financial Group. Once again, our final score was Washington County 1, Western Hills 3. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.